Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin Files.
I'm so happy on Karanga Happy Road.
That's jazz singer Hattie St. John. The native New Zealander stopped in Berlin 12 years ago while doing some traveling in Europe. She liked the music scene so much, she decided to stay. St. John was raised in Wellington, New Zealand. Her parents weren't professional musicians, but they played instruments and sang and encouraged her interest in music.
My dad always said I could sing a song at 2 years old.
She grew up playing the piano and cello and sang classical and folk music. After she married and had children, she settled in Auckland to teach school. In the early 1980s, she began meeting jazz and blues musicians in Auckland and formed the band Hattie and the Havana Hotshots. They reached number 36 on the New Zealand charts. But once her children grew up, St. John decided to do some traveling.
I just got to a point in my life where I wanted to travel and I wanted to see some new things because I had a family, they grew up, I was by myself. And I thought, well, I'm going to go and check out Europe because a lot of my roots are European.
After her first stop in Amsterdam, St. John came east to Berlin.
I straight away got jobs. I mean, doors just blew open. People were really glad to meet me. I went singing on the street for a month, and at the end of the month, I had jobs to come back to. And I think I was in the right place at the right time, and everything just went click for me.
So she decided to make a go of it in Berlin. Since then, St. John has kept herself busy. She's published interactive books to help children learn to speak English, she teaches singing lessons, and she's cut several CDs. St. John also performs in clubs all over Berlin. Although she sings in English, she says most of her fans are German.
I find the German audiences really wonderful because they're so appreciative of music. They're really supportive of musicians. They don't tear you down. They're not critical. And they show their appreciation by clapping and cheering when they like it.
Berlin might not have been where Hattie St. John thought she would end up living, but she says creatively, it's been great for her.
I think one of the things, fascinating things about Berlin is that it's just changing all the time. New places come up, places die, new musicians come, musicians leave. I mean, it's like a big melting pot and things are changing all the time, which is really brilliant. It keeps you on your toes. You have to always be looking out for the next opportunity. Back to the first time
it does. For more on Hattie St. John, go to nprberlin.de. For NPR Berlin, I'm Sarah Richards. I was falling in love with the music. Love with the music.